Right. Good afternoon, guys. Good practice for us on a Friday. Guys really were sharp and really into it, which is really encouraging, knowing that we're going to be going to a tough environment. We'll have our hands full to be able to get a win on the road. I really like some of the things our guys are doing. Jasper Brinkley showing the leadership that he's showing in the nickel mic position. Chad, just being able to see Adrian, Percy. We got a lot of guys that are stepping up and helping us to stay focused in practice, and you need that from some of your key players. Injury-wise, Jerome was better today. We'll determine over the weekend, what's going to happen, whether or not, how much he'll play, and if he'll play at all. But he's much better, so that was encouraging. Marvin Mitchell, the calf was bothering him, so we held him out of practice. Adrian was much better. He finished. He's improved every day, so we feel good about where he is. You saw Everson back at work today. We're going to be there as a team and an organization to support him. And it was good to see him back out here battling and being around his teammates. Other than that, we should be pretty good with everybody else, working and looking forward to going on the road and coming away with a win.
Is that feeling better?
Yeah, he did much better today. We limited him some because we want to make sure he's ready for the game, but he should be fine.
Did Everson basically tell you he thought that coming out here would get his mind off everything?
He did. Yep, he did. He said he felt like this is what his mom would want him to do, be here today and play in a game, and that's why he's here.
So he's going to travel and will play on Sundays?
Yes, as we speak, yep.
How has Jerome just looked when he's actually been running routes out there? Is he having still the pushing off trouble?
He's better. Not quite, quite there, but he's better. So he's getting better. Just maybe a little bit more we need to see come, and that may come over the night. It just, what the doctors have told me, just going to continuously get better. So we'll see.
Clarification about what exactly it was that's bothering him?
No, something related to his back that affects the lower leg.
What's the main limitation? Just sort of like his ability to push off?
Yeah. Being able to push in one direction versus another, yeah.
Adrian looked like he was still had a little bit of a limp going on. Is there still quite a bit of healing that needs to happen between now and Sunday for him to be closer to 100%?
I don't think so. He moved well. He feels very comfortable. Did good in and out of his cuts. I think he's ready to go.
On the sideline, how close is he getting?
He's getting close. This is his first day having a chance to do some running, so that was encouraging. He's still a few weeks away, but at least we've got a start now. He's begun to run, so that's a good sign.
Is there a value in having Jerome up, even if he's not 100%, just because of the threat of speed on the outside and maybe using him in that type of role?
Potentially. We'll see. But we don't want to do anything where he could be in harm's way. So, we'll be smart. We'll see how he does tomorrow as well. But he's making good enough progress, so we're encouraged by that.
Is that your iPod today?
Pardon me?
Is that your iPod today?
My iPod? Oh, man, yeah. Believe me, I was getting killed on that one. But, hey, it's good music. It's music. They like music, so be it. So. All right, thank you, guys. Yeah.